We pray. Lord God, as we hear your word, grant us your peace. For Jesus' sake, amen. Not too long ago, one of your fathers commented to me that when he comes to the campus of ILC, he feels a sense of peace. Peace as his hectic pace of life drifts into the background. The campus of ILC is a peaceful place. To be sure, we hear the sounds of students calling out to one another, shouts as a football is being thrown through the air, but even such noises instill a sense of peace, because we recognize them to be the sound of joy. And this is as it should be. There should be no hatred or antagonism or fighting or evil speaking going on here. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about peace. I spoke about that peace of God which surpasses understanding. The peace that we have with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that comes because Jesus has removed everything that would make God angry with us. So there is no more fear of God, no more frantic striving to turn away his anger by our own efforts. All is well between us and God. However, this does not mean that all is well between human beings. Nations fight against nations. Neighbor fights against neighbor. Brother against brother, mother against daughter, son against father. Therefore, our Lord urges us to be like him. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So how is it with you? Are you at odds with somebody? It is probable that everybody here is at some level or another experiencing strife. Strife with someone else. It is not meant to be this way. When God created this world, it was beautiful in every way. The senses were filled with evidences of the ongoing love of God. Perfect harmony existed between man and animal, love and friendship between man and woman. God thoroughly enjoyed being with his creatures. And as little children, Adam and Eve would rush to meet their father when he presented himself to them in the garden. It is what God says. You, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could just stop there? If all things just remained that way. However, she took of its fruit and ate. At that moment, peace came to an abrupt end. Not satisfied with just bringing death upon herself, Eve now turned to the only other human being on earth, and she gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Peace was replaced by fear. Harmony was replaced by discord. The woman whom you gave me, the serpent made me do it. From that day onward, human beings have been pointing the finger of blame at somebody else, happy to see somebody else get the punishment. Hatred, evil speaking, strife, violence, bloodshed, murder. These kinds of things have dominated this world. If ever peace exists, it's only temporary. Sooner or later, people are at each other's throats again, lashing out with words and actions. Can you think of the last time you lashed out at somebody? The ILC family is not perfect. I hear about hateful words and actions in the dormitories. These things ought not to be. The person that you are persecuting is a child of God. God is at peace with him or her. Why aren't you? Or do you wish to put yourselves at odds with God? The only one who would have just cause to lash out at us is God. But he is the one who has made peace with us through our Lord Jesus Christ. He made peace with us at his own expense, the sacrifice of his Son. Now it is that the one who truly hates you and wants nothing but evil to happen to you, the one who is constantly lashing out at you, is Satan. So with whose cause do you want to associate yourself? The cause of the one who creates love and peace, or the cause of the one who creates hatred and strife? Think about it, and then make peace with your fellow Christians. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. All men. And so it's not just a matter of being peaceable with Christians, but with all people. Christ paid the price to redeem all people. We should see all people in that light and try to be at peace with them. As much as is possible, as much as depends on us. And of course, it doesn't all depend on us. But when we are peaceable, then we will, or they will, the other people, will be more likely to listen to us when we bring them the message of peace with God. But as I said, not all people are willing to be at peace. We try to be at peace with them, but sometimes the very reason that we are seeking peace with them becomes their reason for being at odds with us. And that is because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we can do about that. We do what we can and then stand ready to suffer what we must, all for the sake of the Prince of Peace. As for ILC, is this a peaceful garden? Compared with the rest of the world, it surely is. Because each person here is at peace with God. And where there is peace with God, there is also peace with God's people. So be complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. We pray. Lord God, grant that this campus may be a peaceful and a peaceable garden, where each of us, filled with the peace that you have given, may live at peace with each other and with all people. Hear this, us, for the sake of the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hymn 231, verses 2 and 3.